Welcome to It's All Recruiting, the show that looks at everything through the lens of recruiting. I'm your host, Jim Stroud. Many thanks to one of my fellow Randstad workers, Anne Tonnier. Bonjour, Anne. Salut. For bringing a certain article to my attention. The article is called Workday, the company that predicts your resignation. I'll add a link to it in the podcast description. Well, the article is in French, but fortunately, I am fluent in French thanks to the Google Translate tool. Well, here is a quote from that article I just cited. Workday is a company specializing in technology for human resources. The project lets your employer know that you are about to leave, preferably even before you started looking for another job. Although this sounds like a frightening scenario of Big Brother, it is more about statistics than mind control. The new software Workday, which the company hopes to launch in 2016, works by observing the progress of your career and comparing it to that of other employees who have taken the same route. So, if those who held a similar position to yours at the company have left after 2 years in office, Workday could send a note to your bosses, to your boss, to let them know that you could be ready to leave. And the idea at that point would be to advise the managers, or the powers that be, so to speak, that give a promotion to Gene because statistics show that Gene will be leaving really soon. So go ahead and give her a promotion now so that you can retain her talent. There you go. I'm sort of paraphrasing the quote. That's not an exact quote from the article. It's just sort of paraphrasing that. But overall, as I read that, again, thank you, Anne. Merci. Merci, Anne. The other thing, when I read this article, I thought it was an interesting idea, although it was not really an original one. Google tried the same thing back in 2009, and it was met with some clamor and controversy. And I'll add a link to an article discussing Google's attempt to do the very same thing in the podcast description. Well, when Google did it, the end result was the formulation of a people analytics group inside Google. Now, it would have seemed that Google saw the potential of big data in HR ahead of the masses and acted upon that finding. So, yeah. Well, I feel like I'm stumbling. Go for it. When I consider what Workday is doing now and what Google did back then, I have to ask myself, this thing about Workday, is this a cool tool? Well, on one hand, I got to say yes. Retention is a major issue all over the world, and as such, this effort by Workday, I believe, will be met with lots of cautious optimism across the globe. So, good for you, Workday. However, on the other side of the coin, I would have to caution companies not to depend solely on tools like this alone. It might be a better use of your time to create and maintain a company culture that makes people want to stay with your company. And if you can do that effectively, then tools like Workday may be relevant. Let me say that again a different way. Imagine one of your best workers comes to you and says, "Hey, you know what? I just accepted a job elsewhere. Thanks for the memories." Well, your first instinct may be to counteroffer with a higher salary and maybe more responsibility. Maybe even position them into a dream project that you know they've been coveting for some time. Well, look at yourself. You're thinking of all these wonderful things you could have given them, should have given them, before this awkward point in time. Well, before it gets to that, let's have what I call a moment of recruitment or retention therapy. Do you promote from within whenever possible? If you don't, employees might feel frustrated and stop trying to excel in the company if they feel that there's no clear future for them inside your company. Are you sure that your employees know what you expect from them? A lot of times, in small companies especially, employees do a lot of everything and don't know exactly what you need from them, so they perform below standard and morale takes a dip. Do your employees feel like their opinions are heard and valued? For that matter, employees should feel like they have a stake in your company and not just like they're working for the man. Yeah. And when was the last time you told your people, thank you for a job well done? A verbal appreciation, a kind note, or an accolade given in public can go a very long way. More ways to keep your employees happy, or rather, a nice, thoughtful, kind of quirky way to keep your people happy after a word from our sponsor.
I joined to fulfill my potential. I stayed to fulfill the potential of Randstad Sourceright.
I joined for the strength of the brand. I stayed for the challenge.
I joined for an opportunity in our Birmingham office and stayed for one in London.
I joined to work in head office. I stay for the impact I can have on client site.
I joined for personal growth. I stay for the opportunity to develop others.
Ik ben begonnen bij Randstad in Nederland. I stay to work at Randstad Sourceright UK.
I joined because I needed a job. I stay for a career with a market leader.
I joined to be a specialist.
I stay for the team.
Okay, here's a crazy idea for keeping your people working for you. Maybe not crazy, but I'll share the idea and you tell me what you think. It was inspired by Amazon. See, Amazon has this wish list option where shoppers can see something they want, and instead of buying it immediately, they add it to their list for later consideration. And these wish lists can remain private or be made public. Why not invite all of your employees to make a public wish list of items they want that are valued at, let's say, $100, $500, $1,000. Now, depending on their work performance and or their contribution to the company, a manager can reward an employee with something from their wish list, from their Amazon wish list. Now, how can a company go wrong rewarding an employee with something the employee has picked out in advance for themselves? Make sense? I think that is more of a morale booster than giving someone, a pin that says happy 10-year anniversary on it. I mean, the person receiving the pin may be grateful for the award, but eventually it's going to end up in a drawer and be forgotten. But if they get something they really, really, really want from Amazon or from whatever, then they'll have a really good feeling whenever they see it and have good feelings towards the company because of that. That makes sense? I have more retention ideas like this. If you want to hear them, let me know, and maybe I will cite them in a future podcast. Simply send me a tweet. I'm on Twitter, thereby the tweet. Find me on Twitter at Jim Stroud, or look me up on LinkedIn, or Google+, or Instagram, or Facebook, or whatever. I'm everywhere, everywhere. Operators are standing by. Be sure to click the link in the podcast description, because I have in addition to the article I cited, there are other little goodies in there that might be of interest to you. All right, I have more to share with you, but I will save them for another time because our time is up. Okay, cool. All right, until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.